Oh, hello there. Quick question for you. Does taking a great brand or product photo feel like a code you simply can't crack? Do you want to give up trying to create visual assets for your business before you've even started? Well, you're about to discover the secrets to taking powerful brand and product photos while strategically sharing them in a way that will serve your bottom line without adding hours of learning to your already packed up calendar. If you're a business owner, maker, influencer, or affiliate marketer, you already know that showing up online with beautiful imagery is super important. That's why I created this free online training especially for you to level up your brand and create the kind of imagery that catches the eye of your customer, the kind of imagery you can be proud of. During this free training, you will learn my four-step framework for taking brand and product photos that will help you improve your sales and attract more customers without being salesy. You will also learn the top four mistakes most people make with brand and product photos and why these mistakes are costing them major profits. So, are you ready to uplevel your visual brand assets? I thought so. For a limited time only, grab your seat for my free training at kellylawson.ca/free masterclass. That's kellylawson.ca/free masterclass. I am so excited to be your teacher, and I'll see you in class. So often, starting a business can look like this. You have an idea. You conceptualize the idea. You validate the idea, which, by the way, means that now you're taking money and taking names and you are excited. Then suddenly, somewhere along the way, you find yourself resembling a walking, talking brochure, constantly selling your offer, and this is how you build a business. But if building a brand is what you're here for, well then, that constant selling approach may not be the best one. A business can be defined as an organization that creates awareness and demand intended to sell a product, service, or offer. But a brand is more than that. A brand is an image, a personality, something to connect with. A brand makes you feel something. A brand is something you will remain emotionally connected to long before and long after making the decision to purchase. Building a brand means that you're looking beyond the transaction to build trust, familiarity, rapport, and create meaningful connections with your fans, followers, and customers. And here's the important part. If your feed only features what you have for sale, you're probably alienating anyone that isn't currently ready to buy from you. And by the way, this is almost always the majority of people. And here's a common misconception. Often when we hear the word brand, we immediately think of the visual components, logos, colors, fonts, and websites. But when you dig into what a brand truly is, it's more about the vision, the voice, and the personality behind the sales offer. And this is exactly what my new friend, Angie McPherson, is here to teach you all about today. Angie is a branding photographer, marketing strategist, and hype woman who spends her days helping entrepreneurs to elevate their personal brands, expand their reach, and therefore grow their businesses. Angie works every day to teach business owners the importance of showing their faces, telling their stories, offering value, and truly connecting with their audience online rather than just showing up to sell. She believes that only showing up to sell your wares and hiding behind your work is a common mistake that entrepreneurs make, and today she is here to tell you exactly why. I had so much fun chatting with Angie today. Her stories are freakishly similar, and I just know you are going to love her and learn so much from her today. I know I sure did. Are you ready?
You're listening to the Workshop Weekly Podcast, the show where no dream is too big and no topic is too small. Around here, we believe that taking imperfect action rules. So we're creating space for you to dive in and fast-track your success one workshop at a time. Now, refill your coffee cup, grab your notebook, and get ready to join in on your weekly training, listen to meaningful conversation, and learn from industry experts. Here's your host, Kelly Lawson.
Hello, Angie. Welcome to the show. I am so excited to chat with you today.
Hi, thanks so much for having me here. I'm so excited and so honored to be on your podcast.
So you are the second photographer I've ever interviewed on the show. So I'm already excited to talk all things photography.
Yes.
But also, you're here because you are a personal brand specialist and guru. And I just know that my listeners are going to learn so much from what you have to say. So,
I'm so excited.
Let's start with your story. How did Angie McPherson become the amazing entrepreneur and photographer and brand specialist that you are today?
Yeah. So I actually started in wedding photography. So I picked up my camera over 7 years ago. I was working in marketing and PR for many years, for about 8 or 9 years. I started in TV and radio, and I eventually landed at a concert venue as a head of marketing. We did about 40 events a year with up to 10,000 attendees per event. And I was completely overworked, loved what I did on the marketing and PR side, but completely overworked. And I just felt a sense of wanting to do something I was passionate about, something I could do as a hobby on the side. So I picked up my dad's camera and started shooting, you know, beaches and dogs and things like that. And once you get on social media with the camera, people are like, can you shoot my family? Can you shoot my sister's graduation? So I picked it up with that and eventually landed into weddings. And I stayed there for about 7 years. Love wedding photography, love my clients, love my couples. But on the inside, I was still loving the marketing, the PR. You know, I loved being an entrepreneur as a wedding photographer, but there was something lingering in the back of my head saying, you need to go with the PR. You need to go with the marketing and, you know, building up brands. And so I decided to stick with weddings, but educate other wedding vendors. Because as I started putting out resources for building your business, florists and hairstylists and makeup artists would contact me, you know, how can I build a brand? How can I be more consistent on social media? Especially the people I'm working with as a wedding photographer, you're constantly sending over imagery to venues and vendors and all those types of people. And so I was helping them with imagery and content. And I was like, okay, I need to like make a shift because I love working with entrepreneurs. It's like working alongside your people. It's just like, it brings me so much life. And so I eventually started shooting branding photos for people. So instead of just going to a wedding and giving them the photos of the flowers and the dress, we would set up, you know, a session where I would take photos of them, how they got their work done, what they offer their clients, and more intentional about images to be used on social media, on websites. And it just took off. It completely took off. There's been so many names to call it, you know, headshot photography, branding photography, lifestyle photography, and just seeing how it has emerged over the years, how many photographers are offering it, how many people are looking for it. I am loving the niche or the niche, however you would call it. And it just opens up another way to work with entrepreneurs. We get on, you know, Zoom calls, we do mentoring sessions, we do branding sessions. Once you transition over from weddings to helping businesses build their brand and their business, the opportunities are endless, especially for photographers, because we can literally give them the content. We are content creators for these brands. So I love it. So I went from working full time, you know, in a 9-to-5 using wedding photography to quit that job and pursue it full time and then transitioning into this branding photographer and marketing strategist.
Amazing. So you're kind of like the HelloFresh for branding. Like you show up.
I love that. Like, I'm going to steal that.
It's like a brand in a box. Like you show up, you take the photos. So you're giving them the visual content.
Yes.
But then you're also coaching them along their personal branding journeys as
exactly.
well. So can you talk a little bit about like the types of things that you do with your clients, like the stage that they're at when they come to you and kind of like maybe a little bit of like a before and after, like before Angie, it was this, after Angie, it was this.
Yes. And I usually can sum that up in someone's transition from their Instagram profile. I mean, I provide images for a website and social media, billboards, you know, a blog post, but I can usually see a transformation in someone by what their grid looks like. Because mm-hmm. before Angie, it's just a bunch of random photos that don't really make any sense, not really aesthetically pleasing or consistent, captions that don't really lead to anything, no call to actions, no purpose, no value. And then, you know, when we work together, we usually do a Zoom call and talk about their brand. A lot of my clients come in and they don't really know what their brand is. They just know, this is what I offer. I want high quality photos. How do I make this a brand? And I'm like, okay, we've got work to do.
Yep.
And so we'll usually hop on a Zoom call and really dive into their business and their brand and why they need these photos. Because so many people will say, I just need new branding photos. And I'm like, okay, for what? Do you have a launch coming up? Do you have a new service you're providing? Do you need to overhaul your website or your social media? And so we really get to the intention and the purpose for the photos. And then we talk about, especially on the session day, we talk about how these photos can translate to a really valuable, effective Instagram post or a blog post. It's really fun to just kind of work with all these different types of entrepreneurs. And so, like I said, I can see the transformation because after we work together, their feed is consistent, their wording and their copy is consistent and valuable, and there's call to actions, and they're building their email list, and they're having, you know, Pinterest boards created. So I can really see the transformation in somebody and how they show up on social media.
Amazing. So how long do you work with people for? Do you work primarily one-on-one? Do you do coursework? How does it all play out?
So with my branding clients, we work one-to-one. Like I said, we hop on a Zoom call. I send them a questionnaire. They create a Pinterest board, you know, inspirational board for me. And then we get together and work. And more recently, I've been doing some product shoots. So sometimes people, especially with the quarantine, you know, in the beginning of this, we weren't able to get out. So people would just ship me boxes of stuff and I would just shoot it in my home based on a reflection of their brand. And so they'll get all the photos back and go to work. But we do one-to-one, like I said, starting with a Zoom call and in person or at my home if I have products. And then I deliver the gallery and then they are good to go. And I try to work with people multiple times a year because it's great to have one branding shoot a year that'll really set you up. But if you're really trying to up-level your business, you've got to get fresh ones at least twice a year, four times. You are gold. You know, every season you might have, you know, a different look to what you're wearing. It might be fall or winter or summer. You might be in a different season in your business where you're offering different services that are really relevant to the timing. I love working with people over and over, and it helps to build that relationship, and it helps even the shoots get more productive and more effective because I'm working with the same person and I know their brand like inside and out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You probably even get to know like their brand values and their brand colors. So it becomes, you know, there's less of that kind of groundwork to getting set up for the shoot. You just kind of know what to look for.
Right.
I want to interrupt for a quick sec to tell you about a product that I've recently come across. I have never been a fan of wearing pantyhose. Most of the time after one wash, they would pill and tear, and honestly, it always just felt like an enormous waste of money to own them. Then came SheerTex, the strongest pantyhose in the world, delivered right to my door in the cutest little box. Their fibers don't exist anywhere else on the market. They actually miniaturize the fibers used in bulletproof vests to create a knit just as strong as the people who wear them. You basically have to be Hulk to rip these things. And they have quickly converted me into a person that raves endlessly about my shears. I don't want you to miss out. So head over to kellylawson.ca/sheertex, SHEERTEX, and use the code KellySLawson10 to save 10% on your new pair of shears today. So why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the things that listeners can maybe do themselves? Like, I have a feeling they're hearing this and saying like, oh my goodness, I have to get my personal brand house in order. What are some of the tips that you have for people who are listening today thinking like, okay, I haven't even given this much thought. What do I do? How do I make this work for my business?
Definitely, definitely. So I have some great tips, and I have to start with the number one thing you should do before we even get into the tips. And that is really building a powerful personal brand story. And so you need to be confident and clear about it before you talk about it. So my five kind of ways to really make that story is to think about who you are as a business owner, as a human being, you know, what you stand for, what you do. So I'm a branding photographer, marketing strategist, but I'm also a mom, a wife, a music lover, a podcast listener. And so, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners are podcast listeners
because they're moms and wives. Yep.
And so what you do. And so, you know, not only the service you provide or the product you provide, but your experience around that service and product. Also, why you do it. What's your purpose in life? What's your mission in your business? The fourth thing is who you do it for. So this is your ideal client. Who can really benefit from your product or service? And the last way to really format that personal brand story is your unique value. So what makes you different from every other type of XYZ, whatever your profession is, what makes you different from them? Do you have a really personal service where you're doing Zoom calls? Are you giving them things on the back end to help them have that transformation with whatever you're offering to them. So for example, I am a branding photographer. So what makes me very unique is I really, really educate my clients on the front end and the back end. So we're doing a Zoom call to get them ready. I'm giving them a 14-page ultimate planning guide to plan their shoot so they can learn about how they're going to pick their location, their hair and makeup styles, their clothing, their props. So instead of just saying, hey, let's show up and shoot, and this is what makes the difference between a lifestyle photographer and a branding photographer, because lifestyle photographer, they're awesome. They'll go and they'll shoot you and wherever you want to shoot. But a branding photographer is going to help you understand what type of photos you need, where you need to take them, what you need to be wearing to really be on brand and consistent. And so that's my unique value, is that I really educate them. So for your listeners, just think about what you do in your business and how you set yourself apart from the competition. Those aren't even my steps yet. Those are just building your personal brand story so that you're able to really be clear on who you are and who you are servicing. So my three steps, I have to say, as a branding photographer, is you need to get branding photos taken. Mm-hmm. So whether that is hiring a branding photographer, that's great. You can get your Instagram spouse to take photos of you. Yes. Your child, if they're old enough to learn how to, you know, work a camera, you can even set it up on a timer in some really good light. Just get photos of you showing who you are as a business owner. So where you're working. So is that in your home? Is that on the couch or the bed? Is it in a coffee shop? How you get the work done. So are you using a computer? Are you using a camera? Are you an artist and you're using, you know, paint and brushes and things like that? Also, your favorite thing. So it doesn't even have to be relevant to your business. Do you like to collect mugs? Do you like to collect other items? For me, I'm a huge music fan and a TV junkie. So I could take photos of myself turning the TV, you know, channel to a different station. And also, of course, what you sell. What is in your business? If you're a photographer, do you sell albums? Like I said, if you're an artist, you need photos of your actual products, and not just photos to put on your website and say, hey, this is X dollar amount, but to put in your feeds very lifestyle and artistically to show who you are as a person. And so, like I said, number one thing I can talk about when really overhauling your personal brand is to get those branding photos done. They don't have to be professional, even though I highly recommend it, mm-hmm. but just get them done today, tomorrow, set up that camera. You can use your cell phone, whatever you have, take some branding photos.
So can I ask you an add-on question to that?
Yes.
Because I know that some of my listeners, and admittedly myself a little bit too, get squeamish about photos of ourselves. And I've forced myself to get comfortable with it, by the way, over the last few years. I recognize the importance of that. But I'm just wondering if you could articulate a little bit to listeners who are saying, like, I don't need to be in front of the camera. All I need to do is show what I have for sale. What do you say to that?
That is, let me think about my answer, because I want to say, oh, well, if you're uncomfortable, just show your hands or just show a part of your body. But no, I'm going to push you. I'm going to push you all. Get in front of the camera. I just had a baby 5 months ago. And in those last few months before I had the baby and the first few months after, I felt really fluffy and I did not want to get in front of the camera. And I forced myself to. And I just had to do it because I wanted to show people what season of life I was in. There have been certain times where I'll go traveling and I want to show people that I'm a traveling photographer. You know, I might not want to book a whole session and like take time out of my day to do that, but it's important to me for people to know that I'm a traveling branding photographer. You can book me and I'll fly out and shoot you. And so I'll make sure that you have to really think, what's more important? Is your ego or your fear is more important, or is building your business more important? And if building your business is more important, you have to put that ahead of any fears or insecurities that you have.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of is the importance of showing your own face in your feed when you're not technically selling your face? Like some listeners may be selling things, products that they've made, for example. Mm-hmm.
Great question. And my answer is that that's where it comes to the unique value and setting yourself apart. Because the reason I started showing, when I was a wedding photographer, I would hide behind my clients' photos, the flowers, mm-hmm. the portraits, the ring shots. And if you clicked on my profile and you were looking for a photographer and clicked on the next one, you wouldn't know who's who. They'd mm-hmm. all look the same because many of us have the same style. Many of us have shot at the same venues if you're local. And so I'm like, what can I do so that people remember me? Oh, hello. Let me just show my face because we all look different and I have this big bright smile. So they'll feel very personable when we meet each other. I mean, so many people, when I share photos of myself and we meet in person, like, oh, I feel like I already know you. You know, I love your photos. It's just, you have to put that in front of any insecurities to show people who you are, because that is very important to what you do. It's the top of your personal brand story is who are you? And you can't hide behind your client's work or your products or your services. You have to show them who they are working with and who they are investing in and who they can trust to help them with whatever they need help with. That's a big thing, the know, like, and trust factor. They have to see you to know you and like you and trust you.
Yeah. And I mean, especially in the service industry, like we're in, we're spending a lot of time with our clients, and especially in the wedding industry, when you think about it, like you're spending some really intimate behind the scenes times with your clients. So they're going to want to know a little bit about who you are because, you know, they're going to be getting into their wedding dress and you're going to see
right.
that. So
right.
I think it's important. Like, I love everything that you just said, because I think it is a common misconception with entrepreneurship that you're fine to just show what you have for sale. And I am totally on the same page with you. I think in a lot of cases, you're selling yourself as a person because you're the service provider, and that's
right.
important.
Right. And I love that. You're so right about service providers. And I've also been seeing a lot of product retailers putting their face on social media. I have a client who is a jewelry designer, and her Instagram feed could be her rings and her necklaces and her bracelets. But every so often, it's photos of her. It's photos of her designing and putting together jewelry. It's photos of her and her son, you know, out at the park. And when I'm looking for jewelry and I'm looking through different Instagrams or different Facebooks or different Pinterest, and I see the same face over and over, I'm like, oh wow, this is who she is. And I feel more drawn to her than if I'm just investing in a product that I'm just seeing the products. I feel more drawn to the brand than the actual service or product.
I used to feel like I lived in a perpetual Groundhog Day. Every Sunday, I would need to sit down and take time to think about what I would cook for the week, make a list of what groceries I would need to buy, and then go spend hours at the grocery store collecting the ingredients, sometimes needing to visit two or three places to find everything I needed. And still, we felt like we were eating the same meals over and over. Enter HelloFresh. The meals are pre-planned, the groceries are gathered, and everything I need to prepare delicious meals for my family is dropped off at my door once per week. We are discovering new delicious recipes every week. I am getting the hours of meal prep time back. There is no food waste. And best of all, every meal can be prepared in just 30 minutes. Visit kellylawson.ca/HelloFresh to check out some of my favorite meals and save $40 on your first box. That's kellylawson.ca/HelloFresh. People love stories too, right? Like, you love to be able to have a piece of jewelry and not just say, oh, hey, I really like your necklace, but say, oh, the person who made this is XYZ. And then you have a bit of a narrative to go right. with the piece, and it just makes it that much more meaningful.
Yes, the narrative. That's a really good word. You're so right. You have to build that narrative around your brand.
Yeah, I love it. Oh my goodness. Okay, what's your next tip?
The next one is your content planning. You have to have a content plan of what you're going to be talking about. What's your message? So now that you have your brand story, your brand photos to go along with it, what is your message? Are you providing helpful content, you know, through emails, through social media, through blogging? Are you talking about, you know, what you're doing and how the work gets done? What is your content plan? So I like to think about content in three different genres. There's brand building content. So content that helps people to know who you are as a brand. Like I said before, you know, your favorite things, how you get your work done, what you do. Your value adding content is another way you can share content. And that is just helping people to realize why they need your service. So you're telling them, for example, as a branding photographer, my value adding content is how to choose locations, why you need branding photos, how to write a good caption with your photos. It's really adding the value to my clients when they're using my service. So I'm really giving them blog posts, and I create videos, IGTV or YouTube. Those are my value adding content. And then your promotional content, which is, here's how to work with me. Here's what I'm selling. Here's what I'm offering. But it's not just here's what I'm offering. Here's a transformation that you can have when you buy this product, when you secure this service with me. So like I said, when you're planning your content, is it brand building? Is it value adding? Or is it promotional? And in my opinion, if it's not one of those, you don't need to share it because it's irrelevant.
Very good.
When it comes to your brand, of course, if you're like on your own personal Facebook and you're talking to your family, sure. But I'm talking about building that brand, building that business. If it doesn't follow under one of those categories, you have to think, is this really taking up valuable space in my social media or my website.
So can I ask you a follow-on question to that?
Yes.
How do listeners know if their content is going to check one of those three boxes? How do they know if they're providing brand building content? How do they know if it's value adding content? Mm-hmm. And I suppose the promotional one is pretty obvious. But
yeah, pretty obvious. Yeah. So brand building is what is going to let people know who you are as a brand. So mm-hmm. when I plan my content, let's say for the week, Sunday nights, I usually plan my content for the week. And I know in my brand story and the categories that I want to talk about, it's going to be my family. You know, I'm a mom of two, my love for entrepreneurship and how I'm building my business and helping people build their businesses, my love for photography, my love for TV and podcasts. I'm talking about that. So on Sunday night, I'm literally going through, I use Planoly, the Instagram scheduler. And I'm going through and picking 6 to 7 Instagram posts of those categories. So Monday might be Motivation Monday, where I'm giving a quote or getting people fired up for the work week. Tuesday might be a tip. So I'm giving them branding photography tips or business building tips. Wednesday, it might be, what am I watching tonight? Is The Bachelor on tonight? Or am I watching something different? Thursday could be, here's my family. Here's what we have planned for the rest of the week. Friday could be a Friday introduction with my branding photo. Saturday could be, I think this past Saturday I talked about, are you a morning person? Do you wake up early and get your errands done? Or do you like to sleep in? So those are brand building pieces of content, or they're value adding content. So the tip, the Monday motivation, I'm providing value. The tips I'm giving for building your brand or business is value. And then talking about what I'm doing on the weekend, that's the brand building content. So mm-hmm. anything outside of those things, I just don't really see a need for it in my social, because I want to make sure that every day I'm taking up space that is building my brand or providing value, or like I said, promoting whatever I have, you know. And promoting shouldn't be a 7 day a week thing, you know, mm-hmm. build your brand, provide value, and then promote a little bit.
Yeah, because people aren't always ready to buy what you're right. saying, right? So it's like, right. what are you going to do in the meantime? You know, people don't always like to be sold to 24/7.
Yeah. And I like to think that if I'm doing a really good job building the brand and providing value, I don't need to sell that much, because when people are ready for my service and I'm doing that consistently, and then we're going to talk about that for 7 and 3. If I'm doing that consistently, I'm remaining top of mind. So if someone finally decides, because they've seen my value adding post, because they've seen the behind the scenes and my branding building post, if they decide it's time for me to get branding photos, they're going to immediately think about me, because I have been doing the work. They're going to be thinking about me over someone who's barely posting, who's just posting their, like I said, their clients and not really showing the inside of their business. I'm going to be remaining top of mind. So I don't often have to say, hey, you guys, book me for a branding session, please.
Yes. Boom. I love that. Boom goes the dynamite. So I do have another question, though. Mm-hmm. How do you know that what you're putting out there is valuable to your client?
You have to know who your ideal client is. And this goes back to your brand story. Who are you servicing? Who are you providing your services or products to? And you really have to think about who you want to work with. For me, with wedding, it's totally different. From weddings, I wanted to work with a really laid back bride who would just love all the resources I'm giving her and kind of give me an idea of what she wants, but lets me kind of run the show. Because, you know, I have my consistent style, I have my consistent aesthetic, I have my workflow, and I loved, you know, really educating those brides, because it helps bring those brides to me. So I'm telling them the type of people I want to work with by, you know, here's a checklist for your bridal details. And so they're like, oh, good, great. You know, I'm just going to check everything off. Whereas someone who doesn't really care about that, they're going to go to the next photographer. And that's fine, because I like taking detailed photos. I like, you know, especially portraits. It's like thinking about how to tell them, where should you take your engagement session? Look, you know, locations, where should that be? If someone's not interested in engagement session, they don't need to contact me, because that's something I'm really passionate about. On the branding side, I want to work with hustlers. I want to work with people who are ready to work, you know, and that's why I do a lot of education, because if someone doesn't have the time to watch a video, to read a blog post, or to be educated on why branding photos are important or why they need to be consistent on social media, I don't want to work with that person, because it's going to be a lot of work for me mm-hmm. to sell them on, you know, and I don't want someone to take my photos and never use them. I want people who are going to be hustling. They're going to get this gallery, get this content, and get ready to work and get ready to make some money on their side. So mm-hmm. I try to do a lot of education that a hustler, that, you know, someone who's trying to up-level their business will find valuable. And that is social media help type of content, that is helping them to plan out their branding sessions, that's helping them to build their email list. Those types of content are bringing in hustlers. So in your business, Think about the type of people that you want to work with. What type of content? Just think of like the top three pieces of information. I call them foundational blog posts, like setting that foundation. My foundational blog posts are, what are the benefits of personal branding photography? How to build your personal brand story, which we just talked about this in the podcast. And also, what type of photos to have in your business. Those are three of my foundational blog posts. I leverage them in social media posts and YouTube videos and email marketing. And people who read that, those are the type of people that I want to work with because they're ready to go.
Amazing. And that's kind of like probably stems from like your frequently asked questions, right? Like things that people are asking you all the time and you think like, okay, enough's enough. I need to like put some content out there so that I have a place to either capture the people searching for that in Google or find an easier way to answer their question without like repeating yourself over and over.
For sure. If someone asks, if I get the same question asked in an email or a DM at least three times, I immediately make it a blog post. So I can just one, send it to the next person who asked me without typing up the same thing. And two, it's valuable because when people say, hey, I want to book you, but I have no idea what type of photos I need. And I immediately send them a blog post without thinking about it. They're like, oh, this girl knows what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. Like she's the pro.
Yep, exactly. And then they pull out their wallet and they book you, which is the goal.
Have you guys seen my new website? It's pretty gorgeous. And if I know you, you're probably feeling like your website isn't as good as you'd like it to be, and you're struggling a little to find the perfect solution. Well, my friend, I have some advice for you. Get a Tonic site. Until I discovered Tonic, I was on that struggle bus too. And my Tonic site has forever changed the way I show up online and in my business. Tonic sites are completely customizable, they're code-free, and built with all the best marketing strategies in mind. It's time for you to have a site that looks just as good and probably even better than others in your industry so you can finally stand out in a way that's perfectly unique to you. And today, I'm giving you that extra little nudge that I think you've been waiting for. Save 15%, that's up to $200 on your new site. Just go to kellylawson.ca/tonicsite to find your perfect site and use the code KellyLawson to save 15% on your gorgeous new site today.
I love all of that. I think it's so brilliant and so many good tips in that just one tip.
Yeah.
What's your next tip?
So the last one that I talked about is consistency, because you can do all of these things one time, you won't go anywhere. You have to be consistent. Be consistent with sharing branding photos of yourself. Be consistent with the content that you provide. You know, some people will do like a series, a three-part series of really good, valuable content, and then they post and go. So you don't hear from them again for a couple of weeks. And I'm like, you were on such a good path. You were really building your audience. You were creating raving fans, and now they've forgotten about you. So take these tips that I've talked about with building your brand story, with getting your branding photos taken, and with really content planning to target your ideal client, and be consistent with it. Mm-hmm. You have to sit down, plan out your next 30 days of content, start with 7 days, just go week by week if you need to, and make sure you're hitting those categories in your brand story. So think about in your brand, what your categories are. For me, like I said, it's entertainment, which is music and TV. It's my family. It's entrepreneurship. It's branding photography. Think about in your business and in your brand, what your favorite things to talk about are, and constantly rotate those categories every week. It'll just be so much easier than, oh my goodness, what am I going to post this week? Just think for me every week, I know, okay, I need an entertainment post. I need a family post. I need, you know, an educational post, and just filter it from there, and it'll help you to be more consistent.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you're speaking, well, you are speaking to me, but I feel like you're speaking directly to me when you say that, because if there's anything at all that I struggle with in my business, it's being consistent and showing up consistently on social media, because the first thing that I like knock off the to-do list when I get busy is posting to social media.
Yeah, and it's easy to do.
It's so easy to bump off. And I get it. Like, I know that I shouldn't do that. But sometimes it just seems like such a hurdle to sit down and think like, what do I have to say today that anybody is going to care about? So what advice do you have for people who kind of struggle? Like, okay, I know I've got some categories to talk about, but I really struggle with how to show up and what to say. Do you have any tips for people who are like, okay, like easier said than done. What do I do?
Yeah. I would take out a pen and paper, or, you know, your computer, if that's how you do it, and just write your brand story. So I'll say kind of the topics again under that. So who you are, what you do, why you do it, who you do it for, so that's your ideal client, mm-hmm. and your unique value. Write that down and then go into your categories. What do you want to talk about every week? What do you want to be your rotating things? I know this to be true because people will DM me stuff all the time. And I'm like, oh, they know my category. So people will DM me stuff about Drake, the rapper. Like if they hear a song or they see something like a cute mug, somebody will send me a mug with Drake on it. And I'm like, okay, she knows that I love music and I love Drake. People will tag me on things about The Bachelor because they know that I watch that. People will send me really good motivational quotes. Like, oh, I thought of you. You said something like this. And so I know that it's working because I'm constantly rotating these categories that people are thinking about me. They're keeping me top of mind. You know, someone was in Michael's, you know, an arts and crafts store the other day and saw a bar cart that was mint and gold and blush. And those are my branding colors. And she sent me a screenshot and said, this is $40. You should buy it for your office. I'm like, whoa. Like, it's just like people will think of you if you are the one putting the content out first that resonates with them. And like I said, if you're repeating those categories over and over, it just becomes your brand. It becomes your thing. You know, I like to think of talk shows and how every talk show, they have like a system. Like at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about this. In the middle, we're going to talk about this. At the end, we're going to talk about this. We're going to be asking audience members to give feedback. And they have a format of the show. So I like to think of my Instagram or my social media profiles as a talk show. I'm leading the conversation with the categories that we do every day, but we're talking about different things. And I'm bringing my audience in, you know, to give me feedback. And I'm asking them questions and learn from your audience. That's a huge tip. What we talked about, when people send you frequently asked questions, write those down, put that on your brand story sheet. If people are sending you questions, not only are they curious about it, but they think that you're the authority on it. And so remember that if somebody's asked you a question a couple of times, then they think that you're a pro, and that's what you should be incorporating into your brand, is that you're a pro at XYZ. So think of a talk show. Every day you get on social media, what do you want to talk about? How does it relate to your audience? What will tune them in? And always add a call to action. Do you want them to comment, to like, to click the link in bio? Do not leave people with nothing. You could have the best caption and just stop. And I'm like, well, that was great, but I don't know what to say to you. I don't know what you want from me. So I'm going to keep scrolling.
Yeah.
So, start the conversation.
Yeah, totally. I love that. And I know, like, from my own experience, I've struggled with that a little bit too, mainly because sometimes I would ask a question and nobody would answer it. And that's often an awkward moment when you're like, okay. But one thing that I sort of noticed there is that it's really important that you're asking questions that are easy to answer.
Yes.
Too, like, people are scrolling and they don't really want to do any work when they're scrolling. Like, you know, it's really just kind of a mindless thing, a form of entertainment for a lot of people. So mm-hmm. I think if I was asking like questions that were maybe too philosophical, people would just keep scrolling because it's too much work.
I'll see someone say like, name a childhood memory from when you were 3. And I'm like, I can't remember that far back. Like, why don't you ask me what I had for breakfast this morning that I could answer that?
Yeah, something easy. Right. So for listeners, before we hit record, Angie said that she noticed that I have an accent and she's like, you're from Canada. Do you know Drake?
Oh, yes.
Because she's a big fan of Drake. So already now I'm going to think of you anytime I see Drake. But
oh, yay.
But I only knew of Drake because of Degrassi. And then I was like, wait a second, is that the same guy? He's kind of famous now. That's cool.
Wheelchair Jimmy. That's who he was on Degrassi.
Yes, that's right. So Angie, why don't you tell us a little bit about where you're from? I know like for photography services, obviously a person would need to be geographically poised near you in order to pursue those. But why don't you tell us a little bit about where you're from and some of the services that you offer virtually?
Yes. So I'm in the U.S. I'm in Virginia on the East Coast, and I travel wherever. Have camera, will travel. I have done branding shoots in California, in New Orleans, in Maryland, wherever you want to send me, I will go.
Yes.
And then virtually, I do strategy calls. So we hop on a Zoom call one-to-one, and I just answer any and all questions that you have. We leave the call with an action plan on how you can take your next steps to do whatever you're struggling with. So I have strategy calls. I also have a shop with, you know, some freebies you can get for free, like downloadables, but also have shop items like social media post ideas. I have a 14-page ultimate guide to planning your branding shoot. So if you're interested in planning your own shoot and you can't find me out, you can buy that from the shop and learn about choosing locations, choosing props, you know, how to make sure the photos reflect your brand. So I have that. And I also have a course for photographers if they're looking to pursue personal branding photography as a profession. I have a course on that as well. So you can find all of that at AngieMcPherson.com.
Amazing. And I'll make sure that we link all of those good things in the show notes as well. Yeah. So in case people are driving or on the treadmill, that you don't need to scribble anything down, we'll make sure that those are linked up in the show notes. But you mentioned that you use Planoly.
Yes.
So I wanted to go back to that for a second because it sounds to me like you're doing some batch working. Can you talk a little bit about batch working?
Yes, especially I need to do this now because I have two kids at home. One of them's a baby, 5 months. And so I don't have a lot of time to just sit at the computer for hours and get work done. So my batch working begins at about 5 a.m. before the kids get up at 7. So I get up, get my coffee, and I always have to have 3 things I need to get done. So I never wake up and say, okay, what can I get done in this 2-hour time frame? The night before I say, okay, tomorrow morning I need to plan out the week's worth of social media. I need to design and schedule an email to go out at 8 a.m. and I need to call a session. And so those are just some examples of, I have to have 1 to 3 things. And it might just be one huge thing. It might be edit an entire branding session in 2 hours. So give yourself 1 to 3 things to do in a certain time of day. So it could be morning before the kids get up. It could be if you're working full time, and I did this when I was working full time at an hour lunch break, I would go in my car and do something in the car, check emails with my hotspot, my internet hotspot.
Yes.
Or we can do some, you know, something in the evening. If you have limited time, and even if you don't, even if you have all the time in the world, be intentional about that time. So plan your social media in one block, schedule 4 weeks of emails in another block. Just check emails 1 or 2 times a day. To be really intentional is going to help you get that work done, you know, more efficiently and quickly.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And also, oh my goodness, you get up at 5 a.m. I know that I have like, I have a few listeners that also do the same thing because they love that really quiet early morning time to get work done.
Yeah.
And I wish I could join the 5 a.m. club, but I love to sleep. So I struggle with that myself. So I like to think that I just work more efficiently with the little time that I have during
right.
the day.
Right.
Amazing. It is no secret at all that I love to shop. When I find something I love, I buy it in every color and I live in it. Generally speaking, I dress for casual style and comfort, but I also invest in pieces that go with everything else in my closet. I guess I'm a lover of leverageability in all areas of life. I get asked a lot where I got my clothing items, and I try to tag these products as I post them online. But for those of you that want to get a better look at what I'm adding to my capsule each season, head to kellylawson.ca/mystyle. I'll add the latest and greatest fashion items as I find them and link to the best deals I can find. So make sure you check in regularly, and happy shopping, Workshop Warriors. So I wanted to ask you, Angie, for people who've listened to everything up until this point, what is sort of one thing that they could do today to move the needle on creating a more desirable personal brand?
That's a good question. I would really look inward to yourself and be clear and confident in who you are and how you can help people. That's what I had to do in every profession, whether it was working full-time, whether it was being a wedding photographer, a branding photographer, or even selling courses on branding photography. I had to look inward and figure out why I'm the authority in this, what my experience is, how my clients have transformed their businesses, how, you know, with weddings, how they have had beautiful weddings with wedding photos. What have I done to really help people? And how did that make them feel? How did I feel? And like I said, get that sheet ready and just write it all down on paper. Put it into Google Doc so that whenever you are feeling insecure about who you are or what you can provide, you go back to that document and you have testimonials from clients. You have, you know, pictures. I have screenshots of DMs that people send me all filed away in, you know, a folder that are really positive and that really help me to build up my confidence in what I'm doing and to show that I'm helping people. So I have like this little hub in Google Drive of who I am as a brand, who I am as a person, what I can provide. And I am clear and confident on that. So that anytime somebody asks me a question or somebody refers me, I can exude that confidence and clarity and let people know exactly what I can do for them. So yes, number one tip to send everybody off is look inward and be clear and confident in who you are and how you help people.
I love that. And you're going to provide a freebie. Can you tell us a little bit about the freebie that you're providing to listeners today?
Yes, I have a personal branding photography checklist that will really help you have an inventory, like an inventory list of what to get photos taken of, whether you hire a professional or whether you do it yourself. It includes headshots, lifestyle photos, photos of your workspace, the tools of your trade, what you sell. It's a really nice list to kind of give you a checklist of what to get done.
Very good. I think I'm going to download that myself because I could definitely use some help there. Angie, thank you so much for generously sharing your time and your expertise with us today. I'll make sure that I include in the show notes anything that we've mentioned, links to your freebie, links to your beautiful website, by the way, because I've been stalking that as well. And just thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for coming
here. Thank you. This was so fun. Right? So excited to share with the world that I chatted with you today.
Oh,
so
yay. Thank you for having me. Yeah, there. I get to be in your rotation. That's exciting. I just love Angie's message. When a true brand is built, it's built on a rock solid foundation of serving your people. And when you build your business on this foundation, it allows you to unapologetically sell what you have when the time comes because you've worked hard not to alienate those who are not immediately ready to buy what you're selling. If you're building a business, you're showing up only for those people who are ready to purchase. If you're building a brand, well then, you're more focused on casting a wider net by building relationships through serving people, even those who aren't ready to buy, so that when the time comes to sell, your audience is ready to hear that from you. I hope what Angie had to say in today's episode helped you to see the power in building a brand rather than a business. And I hope her advice helped you to see how you can begin to do this in your own business. Because when you step out from behind what you have for sale with a desire to serve, a clear voice, and a genuine and recognizable personality, you will truly make a greater impact, reach a wider audience, and see the rewards. Don't forget to visit the show notes at kellylawson.ca/019 to find Angie's free resource and find links to work with her and connect with her online. And was it just me or did this one go by way too fast?
Thanks for listening to the Workshop Weekly Podcast, the show where no dream is too big and no topic is too small. If you like our show and want to know more, check out www.theworkshopweekly.com or leave a review on iTunes. And we'll see you next week for another action-packed episode, you Workshop Warrior, you.